This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. After a nasty streak of severe weather blew diagonally across the state Monday morning, the work week ahead continues chances for moisture and potential severe weather. State climatologist Laura Edwards with SDSU Extension explains.
Active weather is upon us for the summer season. Overall, total precipitation amounts don't look really big. Lower in the west, less than a quarter inch in many areas, and then highest in the east and northeast, where they could see inch and a half or so during the week.
Summer temperatures are also climbing above normal, reaching into the 90s. The heat, coupled with higher humidity, will extend into the holiday weekend, and Edwards encourages folks to stay weather aware with any outdoor plans. The rain delivered through the summer storms has been beneficial, but hasn't yet been registered on the U.S. Drought Monitor, reports Edwards.
As we're in the middle summer season, we see some very localized areas that are really tough drought-wise and some local areas that are doing just fine. And so just a note when you're looking at the Drought Monitor that they're trying to capture the whole country at once. So getting down to the county level, we try our best to help, provide local data, but it is a big map for one person to work on every week.
In fact, the extreme drought category in southeast and southwest South Dakota has expanded slightly, and crops are taking a toll. The South Dakota Mesonet can be a valuable resource in tracking current and accumulating conditions on a local level. For details, visit climate.sdstate.edu.